I have to apologize. I'm not going to be able to stay for questions, but I've left my cards. Please feel free to call me or email me if you have any questions about my presentation. I want to talk about enhancing community health nursing education through participation in the university assisted community school model. And at the end of this presentation, I hope you'll be able to describe the implementation strategies for this model, describe the benefits of participation in the model to the education of baccalaureate nursing students and also to the students in the participating school districts, and identify opportunities for community health nursing faculty to collaborate within their institutions and the community. So I'm from the Richard Stockton College of New Jersey. It's a liberal arts, barely state-supported school. 17% and dropping of our revenue comes from the state, and about 80% of our mandates. We're the only baccalaureate, master's, and doctoral degree-granting institution south of Camden, New Jersey. We have almost 8,000 students, and I'm a nursing faculty. We have an MSN track, an RN to BSN track, and we have a new pre-licensure track. We graduated our first class last spring. And we're only 10 miles from Atlantic City, which is an urban area, and it's like night and day. We're about 2 miles off of the road. We're back in the Pinelands. And to think that, you know, 10 miles down the road is this urban area, it's kind of you're a little schizophrenic sometimes when you're on campus. So the university-assisted community school program is built upon the premise of support from colleges that partner with local school districts. It's based on the faculty creating or tweaking their courses to allow their students, the college students, to participate and provide services in schools. And the college also serves as a conduit for creating community partnerships that will benefit the school district. And it really is, the model helps leverage resources and expertise of the college to benefit the school district. And it benefits the college by allowing the students to participate in real world problems and issues. So the Netter Center model, that's a model out of the University of Pennsylvania. And that began in 1985. Then President Sheldon Hackney had a seminar, a history seminar, on the urban environment and community relationships. And he did this with some other history professors. And one of the projects that the students had to do was to assess the community and see what kind of problems there were and put forth some solutions. So the students in the seminar were concerned about the youth because the University of Pennsylvania is an academic university in the western part of the city, which is a very poor urban area. So students were very influenced by the lack of educational attainment of the youth in the area, and they put forth a project that would connect the schools, the university, with the schools and provide some resources for the schools. So that was adopted by the University of Pennsylvania, and they start with a few faculty that tweak their courses to work with the schools. They added service learning, but it's a little bit more than service learning. They added to their syllabus projects that would engage the students with the schools in the area. They would enhance some of the work going on at the after-school programs. They started a Saturday morning program for math, and they also were able to integrate with some of the class, some of the ongoing classes during the day. So this model is a collaborative approach. It's aimed at solving community problems and allowing students to be involved in real-world issues. Some of the focus areas are health, nutrition, environment, technology, conflict resolution, and reading improvement. So these courses move beyond traditional service learning because they try to really bring about some structural community change and improve the effectiveness of the school by collaborating with organizations in the community. So how did I get involved in this? Well, I was trying to find a clinical placement for my students, and I wanted them to be in the multicultural urban school district. So I start making phone calls, and I'm starting down at the bottom with, I'm calling all the school nurses. There's 9 schools, introduce myself to some of the principals, but the school nurses said, well, we'd love to have you, but you have to get support from the school board. So they gave me the name of Donna. So I called Donna, and Donna actually happened to be the assistant superintendent, and she took my call because there was other faculty at our college that were also trying, kind of on the same wavelength as me, wanted to do something with their students in this school district. So she actually, it's like the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. She told me to talk to other people at my school, and then we could all come forward with a proposal. So that's what we did. I became part of the planning, on the planning committee for the Stockton Center for Community Schools. And they were actually, the other faculty were glad to have me because they were just kind of conceptualizing it. But I actually had a syllabus with objectives, and I actually had a cohort of students. They didn't really even have a cohort of students. So we had something more concrete to try to sell to the school district. So we went to this, unofficially started the Stockton Center for Community Schools, and we wanted to try to improve the quality of life in the city. We thought the college, and this would also benefit the college, that it would enhance the overall mission of the college. We had some plan in spring of 2009. We had a lot of planning sessions and community schools, and you had talked about this. This was kind of our goal to maybe at some point maybe this would grow into a community school. The schools in Atlantic City, some of them are very nice. They've done, maybe about half of them have been rebuilt. But they close up after school, and they have playgrounds, and they have a lot of resources in these schools, and they just kind of sit there. It's kind of tragic, actually, when you think about it. But so we were, that was our goal, that the schools would eventually be a hub of the neighborhood. Atlantic City is an urban area. 25% of our population in Atlantic City have no high school. And it's kind of tragic when you have a college right in their backyard. There's over 6,000 kids in the school district. They have a high transfer rate. These kids, 29% of them within the year change schools. And they're very, the proficiency in language arts and math is poor, and the poverty level is very high. All the schools, all the kids qualify for free lunch. So we had the planning in the spring of 2009. We presented the concept to the Atlantic City School District. I had already done a lot of the groundwork by making all those phone calls and getting the support of the nurses and the principal, which is very key for us to be able to get into this. We listened to their needs. We contacted the Netter Center. The Netter Center actually grew out of, as I said, that history class that the president had. And there's Barbara and George, I think, Netter are philanthropists in Philadelphia. And they have supported this center. And the center has a lot of resources to replicate their model throughout the country. So we had the people from the center come to our college and help us get this up and running. Our college president was very supportive. This model supports one of the pillars of the college, which is community engagement. And the college was not really well known for being very engaged in the community. So we went to the school board, the Atlantic City School Board, and we actually got a resolution, which was wonderful, and we have such ongoing support. I get to meet every month with representatives from the school board. We've been invited to principals' meetings, so it's really a wonderful, it's very good now that it started from the bottom up, and now we have also the top-down support. So I wanted to implement this, and one of the key components of this is that the core, I wanted to implement the public health core competencies into my syllabus, but we also wanted to work within the Atlantic City Schools curriculum. So I looked at 4 of the core competencies, public health core competencies, that would be applicable. And so this is the community health rotation for our senior nursing students. And I wanted to also work within the Atlantic City Schools curriculum and extend the reach of the school nurses. But also one of the things that the school nurses said that they didn't think the school administration really understood what they did. So I wanted to be able to provide feedback to the school administration and have the students involved in that. I also added some service learning component. Students journaled and reflected on their experiences. So for policy development, we use the CDC document, the School Health Index, the chapter on school health and safety. And this, the students really, by having this top-down support, had really great entree into the school. They were able to meet with health ed, phys ed, school health services, counseling, and to be able to do a good assessment of the school health and safety policies and evaluate the health ed curriculum. And after they did this assessment, then they developed a program based on their assessment. And each school was individualized. They, based on feedback from the school nurse and people in the school. In the high school, they wanted STI prevention. Another school, the nursing students did a nutrition GI class, and that fitted in with the curriculum of that fourth grade and these other aspects that we dealt with. Communication skills, the students, by having access to everybody in the school, really honed their interviewing skills, their counseling skills. They did at the end of the semester a presentation to the principal and the assistant principal about what they had done in the school, and they framed an advocacy suggestion. Cultural competence, I'm a firm believer that the best way to become culturally competent is to work with a diverse population, and this population was so diverse. It really gave the students a great insight. One day we're sitting in the school nurse's office, and Catholic Social Services came in with three kids that 2 days earlier had been in a refugee camp in Burma. And our students got to be able to help figure out what immunizations they needed and really get them connected. And interdisciplinary education. We're also working, there's sociology students working, and we're doing a joint project on playground safety because the school nurses are seeing all the injuries. We're seeing them in the office, and so we have sociology students out in the playground doing assessment, and we're working on identifying some areas of play and maybe be able to teach the kids some safe play. I've also been invited by the sociology faculty to assist. Now they want to have a health track within the sociology. So I've been invited to participate with that, with their faculty. And here's some pictures. Some of the other projects that we're working on was some school gardens, some faculty now. We have more faculty involved. There's faculty with doing yoga in the school, tennis. There's our nurses. We also are involved with their parenting centers. I had a general studies course. Students came over and did a communication seminar with the parents in the parent centers. Campus kitchens is a new project that we're working on. Nursing students are going to be involved because a component of campus kitchens is to do nutrition education in the community. So these are some of the programs. The partnerships just keep growing and growing. It's wonderful how many people want to get involved once they hear about it, businesses, healthcare organizations. So in conclusion, it has really helped us with, we have some ideas for grant submission because we have so many partners now. We have entree into the school, and we are assisting with that campus kitchens project. This semester, we're doing some pilot anti-bullying programs in each of the classrooms, and hopefully next year we may be able to pull out one of those programs that was the best and be able to introduce it district-wide. Encourage other nursing faculty, so I have some of the PEDS and the OB faculty, and we've extended this into our issues class. The students in the fall and the spring do a poster presentation about what they've done and presented at our day of scholarship. And we're trying to evaluate some of the outcomes. We're hoping that we'll have more Atlantic City High School kids be encouraged to go to Stockton. We're so close, but we have so few of them in our college. And some other measurements. We're looking at the high school graduation rate, and we're continuing to try to add some community partners. Okay.